Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to the final part of Prosperity. This is God's Will for All Mankind. I want to give you a final note here, a summing up of things, but basically what I want to put towards you is that your mind must be renewed to the things of God to understand how God works. The world system is not a godly system. It's based on a fallen system, and Satan is the author, and he is the Lord, you might call, over that system. If we don't come under God's system, we come automatically under the world system, because that's the normal system that's been operating for many years. But I can assure you, it's an ungodly system. When your mind is renewed by the Word of God through the Holy Spirit, you will start to see how prosperity is God's will for every person on this earth, whether a Christian, born again, or not. Now let me go to the final note. Satan has deceived the church and the body of Christ to accept a poverty doctrine and reject what the Word says about true prosperity. According to what God says, through the tool of religion and tradition, the enemy has made the church think that to walk in poverty is holy and humble, and that it is required by God, but nothing could be more further from the truth. It is the love of money that God sees as the root of all evil, not the money itself. Money is a tool. As a believer, give tithes and offerings to God. The believer remains dependent, humble on God, and has his source of supply, and the work of the building of the kingdom of God can be carried out. The Word of God says that the wealth of the wicked or the unrighteous, not born again, is laid up for the just, the righteous, or the born again believer. But this can only be received by operating in truth of what God says, in faith, in the authority of the believer. Poverty, lack, and debt under the curse entered in God's creation through the act of sin, created and carried out by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and are a direct result of the curse and not the judgment given by God unto mankind. God is no respecter of person. Therefore, what he did in the Old Testament, he will also do in the New Testament believer today. But he has chosen to work within his own laws, through his word, through the force of faith. Therefore, it is important to get to know these laws on prosperity, know how they work, and then operate in them. Before God can trust someone with kingdom finances, he first establishes the principle of tithes and offerings. 10% of your income and 100% of your heart. It is God's will for mankind to be prosperous, out of debt, and to have no lack in any area of life, that is, spirit, soul, body, financial, social, marital, family, ministerial. In every area of our life, God wants us prosperous. Thank you for being with me over those 10 parts of prosperity. This is God's will for mankind. I hope your thinking has been renewed to understand and to see how it is God's will for man to be prosperous, for God's people to have finances to bring them out of debt, to bring them out of poverty, to bring them out of lack. As you know, when you have no finances, it's very difficult to pay for things that need to be paid for, particularly with doctors and rent and things like this. It also, when there's no finances or there's debt, poverty and lack, it can put financial pressure onto a marriage or to a family or both and cause major problems. Poverty, lack, and debt are not really for mankind, but mankind is in poverty, lack, and debt because of the curse. God wants his believers, his kingdom believers, his born-again family to be out of debt so that he can send to them finances from the world, that they can take these finances and then put them into God's work to build his kingdom on the earth. It takes money to do work on the TV, money to do internet work, and money to send people across the world doing ministry. Thank you for being with me over these 10 parts of this subject. I hope it's been a real eye-opener to you, and that God wants us in prosperity, not in poverty. He doesn't want money to have us. He wants us to have the money in terms of using it as a tool. Thank you and God bless.